With their scheduled budget sessions behind them, Ypsilanti City Council members will now get down to the work of tweaking City Manager Ralph Lang's proposed two-year spending plan. Lang's 2014-15 fiscal year budget calls for revenue and expenses balancing out at about $14,685,000. In fiscal year 2015-16, that figure is about $70,000 less. And an amended 2013-14 budget comes in at about $15.5 million. Lang wants to build up the city's police and firefighter ranks, with the new hires coming in at a lower tier of pay and benefits approved in the latest contracts with those departments.
That should be allow us, with the restructuring of the police department, to significantly reduce our overtime cost, which certainly will help us. So I think that whole package of police contract, fire contracts, and the Tier 2 structure and the reorganization should be a significant improvement to our efficiency.
The budget is focused quite a bit on public safety and continuing the cooperative relationship the city has with Eastern Michigan University.
It's not just simply us adding more people and EMU adding more people. It's the total team effort and coordination of that, which I think will make this community not safe, because I think it already is safe, but even safer.
Economic development is obviously a big part of Ypsilanti's future, and Lang says the time is now to really push for development on Water Street. He says Ann Arbor may be driving the development bus, but Ypsilanti has lots to offer too.
I think we have the most comparable experience to Ann Arbor, just on a smaller scale. So if you're interested in being there and you're priced out of the market, this is a perfect place to be.
Lang wants to dedicate more of his time and the time of city planner Teresa Gelati on economic development. With that in mind, he wants to pass some of his responsibilities along to his assistant, Erica Savage, and give her a $10,000 raise. He also wants to spend $55,000 to hire another planner. The city owes $24 million on Water Street, and the two-year budget has just under $3 million coming from fund balance to help pay down that debt. Lang says Ypsilanti needs $4 million in Water Street investment by the end of 2016 to help knock down that debt, too. At the same time, he says it's important to invest in items with a high rate of return, such as improvements to the city's police, fire, and public works facilities.
There's a lot of items that have kind of been passed off before for economy savings, but we think that need to be addressed and that will, in the long run, really pay off, you know, because we're not going to have bigger problems, you know, later.
The budget doesn't rely on it, but an increase in state funding would certainly help. Lang says the state's own formula calls for the city to be reimbursed $900,000 a year for providing fire protection to EMU. This past year, the city got $377,000. Lang says efforts to cut costs, increase efficiencies, and get better deals from vendors are, quote, paying off big time. He says we're going to see work being done on the Water Street property for the first time in 14 years. And speaking with Lang, it's clear he's passionate about his efforts to keep Ypsilanti solvent.
That's the work we have cut out for us. It's a really hard mountain to climb, but I believe we can do it. And this budget is aimed at trying to... get us there.
Ypsilanti City Council is required to adopt the budget by the end of June. It will also be adopting an amended budget for the current fiscal year. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.